morning. It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie and James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera, coming to you from Eagles training camp today. We're broadcasting live from 94 WIP's camp comeback at the NovaCare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership for locations. Go to hitchrv.com. My first time in the Hitch RV, and let me tell you guys, this is lovely. What a wonderful way to do a show down here. Good morning, everybody.
Hello, Jimmy. It is gorgeous in this RV. In 1893, the U.S. Supreme Court actually ruled that the tomato should be classified as a vegetable.
Wow.
The U.S. Supreme Court says tomatoes are vegetables, guys.
So
that's a debate in most houses, isn't it? Like, I always thought it was a fruit.
A fruit, yeah.
Because it's got seeds.
Exactly right.
But for purposes of the nation, it's considered a veggie.
A fact. I had no idea that there was an actual definitive qualification
Supreme
for the tomato.
Court.
There you go. Rhea, good morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
Good morning.
All right. 215-592-9494. Lot to get into today. Obviously, we're going to be talking Eagles. We have a great view of the field that they will be practicing on. A lot of guests today. Ben Davis going to join us at 7 o'clock for the show. Elliott Shore Park, 7:45, will give us a recap of what we missed this weekend as Jalen Hurts continues to dominate at Eagles training camp. But, Richie, let's start with the Phils, obviously. Went into the weekend borderline panicking about the Phils. Friday night, a absolute no-show from the Phillies in their first game on the West Coast. They get blitzed. They're down 10-0, ultimately a 10-2 loss. Tyler Phillips finally falls back to earth. Saturday, felt like rock bottom. Maybe the worst loss of the season when you combine, you know, the situation they were in, up 5-0, to have Hoffman and Strom, the two guys we've been able to count on this whole time, blow it. And we go into yesterday, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, you know, what are we going to be talking about Monday? And then yesterday, we finally see the Phillies team that we've seen for the majority of this season, a easy 6-0 win. Wheeler's brilliant. Bryce Harper finally breaks out of the slump. A hit on Saturday, three yesterday, including a homer. So here's my question for you to start the day, John. Do you feel better about the Phillies after yesterday's win? Or are you still kind of mired in the panic?
Look, we are at the other end of the swoon. We've got to be. We've seen rock bottom, and it's in the rearview mirror. If we were surfing a tube of terrible, we're out of the barrel. On the other side, we're moving forward. And toward the postseason, with the majority of the bad juju worked out, I'm not saying like we're in the clear, but, man, the fact that Bryce was ready to move forward even before yesterday, even Saturday.
Yeah.
Ruben was talking on the air. Bryce is in a great mood today. There was something in the pregame that really stuck out. That Bryce is in a great mood. You could see it. You could see it in warmups, and he carried it through to the game. Had more success. Was more, I don't know, involved in the at bat. More focused. More. Decisive, and also smarter, wiser, you know, better eye. I thought that was a really good sign. And as he goes, so goes our team. He was happy. He was past it. And it is sort of scary, but the team follows Bryce's lead. And, you know, that is scary for the postseason purposes. He can't have a bad day in the playoffs at the wrong time. Fortunately, he's usually in a good mood in the postseason. Right now, the dog days, it gets tough. He was in a funk. And really, I remember a week ago when Wheeler was supposed to be the stopper. You know, yesterday, Wheeler did the thing we thought Wheeler would do last Monday, way back. Wasn't it the Yankees last Monday, 14-4?
Yep.
So we are like a full starting rotation of pitchers late to come out of this swoon. It was the longest feeling swoon I can remember for the best team with the biggest upside that I can remember too. So maybe this is par for the course. Maybe this is just the way things go. But right now, Zach Wheeler yesterday just pitched the longest he's pitched all year, 8 innings. You know, he with two. What was it? Five.
Two hits, yeah.
Yeah, two hits, one walk, 9 strikeouts. Bryce, of course, he led our Phils back to the mindset that they need to follow, and Schwarber got it started with the Schwarbomb yesterday right from the get-go, just like it should be. So I feel good. The team felt it yesterday. A new lease on life. I think we're ready.
Yeah, it felt like, look, they blew the one on Saturday, and that was just, I mean, an absolutely crushing game to watch. For every facet, I mean, the umpire, every part of that game just absolutely stunk, other than the first few innings when they took the 5-0 lead. But it did feel like after Friday night, they came out on Saturday, at least the lineup and the team with some fire. You know, Schwarber started off with the double, scores early, they get a lead, they get out in front. Harper had the double. To your point, Harper working at bats, got a walk. Like, actually, you know, that was in extras, like, you know, kind of really, like,
it felt
fighting.
Different felt like with they were the at-bats, fighting and a little it wasn't bit. Just Bryce. It was, and I don't know what the numbers look like, but it just felt like there were double-digit at-bats almost from several players that, you know, really we've seen them swing for the fences at times. You know, swing indecisive, being indecisive in the past. Now it really seems like guys are more locked in as a whole.
Yeah, and look, for context sake, in terms of ebbs and flows through seasons, it is funny because what we saw this little stretch here was what we've been used to seeing in April and in May the last couple seasons, this type of stretch of baseball. For context sake, the 93 Phillies had a 6-14 stretch in June, July. The 2008 Phillies were a game over 500 for 2 months long. The 2009 Phillies went 11-15 in June. So the 2024 Phillies were 10-14 in June. They were 4-12 in their last 16 prior to last night. So they've been going through a struggle. But if they can turn it around now, if this can be the moment, like, you know, it's really not that big a deal. Teams have these swoons, but I am not fully there yet. I need to see this team go into Los Angeles. They got a full week of baseball.
Yeah.
West Coast. I can see you, Rhea. You're not there yet.
I'm just looking at you two going, what are you guys smoking early this morning?
Bryce is ready to move forward. Bryce's attitude carries this team's fate, its fortune. And right now, he is ready to go for the second half.
His attitude wasn't carrying it when they were.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
We saw it. It was terrible. And we didn't know what are you supposed to do?
They've got a Dodgers team and then an Arizona team that is 8-2 in their last
game. Arizona's been white hot.
I mean, yep. I mean, so, you know, I'm not ready to go, hey, we are there and we're back. I got to see how they play against two playoff teams.
Yeah, and look, they still lost the series out in Seattle. That loss on Saturday, they did still blow the game. Whether or not they played better in that game, they still blew it. Where are you at with the Phillies? 215-592-9494.
And that is so unlikely. Mm-hmm. That's the first time I can remember that Jeff Hoffman has let us down.
Yeah,
he was the last bastion of the reliever-dom that had not sort of betrayed us, like without our really. Like, he's so consistent all year long. He's allowed to have an off game.
Oh, I agree with that.
And I know it stunk, and it was
bad
really,
timing for it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Right on the back end of this horrendous stretch. But man, and it looked, he crammed all his bad into that one outing, and now he's ready to move forward too. This team, we know how good they are. We know this team can be the best team in all of baseball. And just very recently, their record had indicated as such. Like, I think that's where we're about to return to. Yes, I need to see these starting pitchers get healthy. Yes, I need to see consistency in the bullpen like we saw earlier in the season. But the fact that they've done it before, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel more certain that they can get back to where they need to get back. And they've been practicing for this postseason. Once we get there, they know how to time things up. They've got experienced players. They're learning, and I think they're on the other side of that bell curve. You've got a smart group, you know, like you've got a really experienced group now, and I think they can handle this. And I know people say, hey, this manager, he's not. Not as involved as he needs to be. He's more of a just pat you on your back and do whatever guy. He is shrewd. He can manage this thing. He can manage this bullpen like the best of them. And really, like, we don't give him the credit he deserves because the guys play hard. The guys play consistently for the most part. And, man, we know how good it felt when we were sitting atop all of baseball for a long time. And that was recent, guys. Why is it that we just so quickly forget? that this team has the capacity to look like the best team in baseball, and it's really not that far back.
Yeah, yeah, because we've seen them play so poorly for a couple weeks, and everyone loses Holy their cow. Mind. 215-592-9494. There was real panic setting in Saturday night, really heading into the weekend after that loss on Saturday night. Did yesterday kind of calm you down? Are you feeling a little better about this team?
Do you feel calmer?
I'm starting to. So there are reasons from yesterday and the last 2 days that make me feel a little better, but I am absolutely not fully ready to say this team is back and they're ready to roll.
Well, they put all, most of the runs on after Logan Gilbert had left.
Yes, he's correct. Very good.
And
yes.
I mean, they're going to face...
But why did he leave? Because we ran his pitch count
they're
up.
Gonna
because
face
we did a
pitching
good job.
In the playoffs.
Yes. And that's the thing. You play these AL teams that really do feel like they're a different challenge mm-hmm. than the normal NL that we're accustomed to. And we do have to lift our level of play. But this is, like I said, an experienced group. They're learning how to win as the season advances.
215-592-9494. Do you feel better about the Phils after yesterday's win? Or are you looking more at the 2-8 in their last 10? Are you still freaking out about this team? Are you ready to panic? 215-592-9494. Some good news from yesterday. The Braves and Mets lost as well. The Phillies now 6 games up on the Braves, 8 up on the Mets. Now, granted, they lost an opportunity to gain games on them on Saturday, but you take what you can get after that weekend. 215-592.
6 games up, Jimmy.
I know.
Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah, they're still in good shape. But this is a super important week for this Phillies team. 3 against the Dodgers, 4 against the Diamondbacks. Where are you at with this team? 215-592-9494. A lot to get into today. We're going to talk Eagles. We're at training camp. Brandon Graham will join the show at 9 o'clock. We'll have Ben Davis in at 7 o'clock to talk Phillies to react to the weekend. Elliott Shore Parks at 7:45. And your calls, 215-592-9494. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
The best place to bet the games this summer is FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book, because right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR to sign up and start betting the games today. Then, because right now, new customers, you get that first $150 bet, you win, and first $5 bet, bang! Then you can bet all your favorite international teams, all your favorite sports, basketball. We got our big guy back on track, second on the team and scoring last game, looking like an almost most valuable player, which is great. You got basketball to badminton, soccer to swimming. FanDuel has it all. So don't miss your chance to score $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to sign up and start betting the games today. Make FanDuel. FanDuel Sportsbook. It's the official partner of 94 WIP. Make every moment more with FanDuel.